This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, here we are, the day before Thanksgiving. Wednesday, the 22nd day of November 2017. And again, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your humble host, Alex Jones. But this operation that we're involved in is nothing short of the attempt to not just save Western civilization and the Renaissance, but to save the defense of basic human enlightenment, period. You know, last weekend, we posted videos on Infowars.com. Some of them were live feeds of Owen Schroyer, Millie Weaver, Harrison Smith, and others, our crew members out in the streets of Austin, Texas, covering a Hillary Clinton book signing, but also covering a so-called Antifa, anti-Trump demonstration. And this stuff just writes itself. No wonder some people think these videos we put out are fake. Because you've got a guy in a chicken suit who can barely talk, gibbering and cussing and threatening people, breaking our microphone and then running with police chasing a guy in a chicken suit like something out of a comedy, but it was serious. I got to say 400, 500 yards with our reporters chasing after the police. It was bike police on bikes chasing the guy on foot. So who can make that up? And the fact that the anti-Trump people are literally drooling zombies. I mean, most of them, they admit, are paid by Soros and the Democratic Party. These are the dregs of the earth. And it's not like just one or two out of the crowd were like that. Every one of these people is like a unspeakably stupid, mindless idiot. And then there were a few well-spoken, nice people there, I guess, who just didn't like Trump, and then they were black folks that were also listeners, so we had those interviews too. And so I could see not liking Trump and not liking Clinton or something, and being a Bernie Sanders guy, so you're out, whatever. And then we've got Millie Weaver, who was also out there, but separately at the book signing. I mean, just every other woman going F you and trying to grab her microphone away as she walks down the sidewalk just trying to talk to people. They're so programmed that we're so evil in InfoWars that happened. These people are really screwed up, and it's getting worse. And, you know, I've been around the country and around the world, and you go to some little poor fishing villages in Honduras, the people look alive, they look upright, they look savvy, they look smart. But you go to poor areas of Austin or other areas now, people look like they've been hit with mutation rays. They look like they're dying. They look like they walk like they're zombies. They look like they're zombies. White people, black people, Asian, Hispanic, they look dead. It's not just that they're poor. They're aimless. They're TV heads. Most of them are unemployed. And it just shows you what domestication does to people. And that's why what we're doing is such an important fight, ladies and gentlemen, because the Democratic Party and its constituents are slaves of the system. And the Republican leadership is just as bad or worse. But we're having an insurrection within the Republican Party. So this is such an historical thing we're talking about. You know, with Thanksgiving tomorrow, I'd like to again thank all my listeners for their love and support. As men age, they may often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. Supermel Vitality is specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance, reduce produce a superior vitality in males. And we rarely have it this special, but I did it recently. People love it. I'm doing it again. Supermel Vitality right now is 50% off with free shipping. And when I did this with 50% off a few months ago, it was not free shipping. So this is as good a deal as we ever do, if not the best. We're also introducing a sales on InfoWars Life Living Defense. While supplies last, that's been sold out for a while, you can get it for only $22. That's 50% off. It is super high quality. People absolutely love it. Flushes out the parasites. That is so many other amazing things. And the specials for the last 2 days are extended as well, but some of those are about to have to end. Brain Force, 50% off. 25% off Pro Pure items. Silver Bullet, 50% off. Knockout, 50% off. but we're going to have to, again, stop that very, very soon. But the new special right now, again, Supermail Vitality and Living Defense. We'll be back on the other side of this transmission. I want to thank you all for your support. Without you, I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private label as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private label by us, totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, a lot of big breaking news. The House Republicans have passed the massive Trump tax reform bill that many experts agree would boost the economy 7 to 10% growth rates per year and keep us out of the depression the globalists were planning. That is absolutely huge, huge news. Tommy Robinson, the activist and citizen over in the UK, has launched the Tommy Robinson Show. And I got to tell you, the story he tells in that trailer, that is the exact story we've tried to tell of globalism trying to sell us out, trying to bring us down, trying to Islamify the culture in their own documents to collapse society. And so we're going to play that trailer again at the start of the next segment if you missed it. But I wanted to get Tommy on because I saw reports where families are being called racist or hateful if they won't take their kids to mosque on these forced trips to mosque. I mean, imagine where a bunch of weird men are that for sexual mutilation of women and all the rest of it. So the left is totally allied with this. That's in the news now. We have Mall of America up in Minnesota that looks like Somalia, and then they're stabbing and attacking people every week just there until no one will go there now. You can't go to Somalia. They'll kill you in 2 seconds. So what is going on in this larger master plan? And so, again, Tommy Robinson joins us, TommyRobinson.com. He's also got the newest book, Enemy of the State, and also Muhammad's Quran, actually quoting what's in it. So, Tommy, you're the tip of the spear when it comes to exposing this. Always great to have you back with us in the rebel media and the great work they're doing. I know getting attacked by Soros and others just like we are. You know, when somebody's doing good work, they're under attack. So listeners and viewers should remember to support you, support us, if you believe what we're doing. Because, hey, we're not complaining. We're going to fight regardless. But the more you pray for us, the more you spread the links, the more you buy the products, the more you become a subscriber to his show, the more you can, you know, put out the main broadcast to everybody. We're in this together. This is a war. We're not financed by Soros or the Saudi kings or the globalists. We're financed by you. We're in this together. So, Tommy Robinson, thank you for joining us. The Islamification is only intensifying. Weekly truck attacks in Europe and the U.S. They had congressional hearings last week saying Jones reported there was an Islamic attack. And Paul Watson did. That is fake. And we want him shut down. The number one story on Twitter about the attack in New York was InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson, and the heads of Twitter, Google, and Facebook said, sir, we censored them at lunch. You're right, they're bad. So they're now saying not just that we're racist or sexist or Islamophobic or whatever the new crap is. Now it's fake news to report that the sun came up, Tommy.
I'm seeing, and I think this is only the start of Twitter, Facebook, Even just yesterday, I lost my blue tick. And I'm gutted about it, if I'm honest. I keep saying it. I'm gutted. Where they said that this is new Twitter regulations. New Twitter regulations where they don't want to be seen as though they're endorsing people. So they withdrew certain people's blue ticks. I believe Laura Loomer had hers removed. I believe all the people that had theirs removed are on the right of politics and talk about Islam. That's the way I see it. And currently, Ian Watkins, who was a singer in the UK who raped a baby, he still has his blue tick. The Muslim Brotherhood still have their blue tick, a terrorist organisation. Multiple people have called for the death of white people, still have their blue ticks. So, obviously, they're endorsed.
And let's explain what blue tick means for folks that don't know. It simply means you send in your license. Once you get big enough on Twitter or Facebook, you send it in. It proves that you are who you say you are to supposedly stop identity theft. That's all it means, is that, yes, you're a public figure, and you are who you say you are.
That's it. If you search Tommy Robinson now on Twitter, you'll find multiple accounts using the same picture as me, exactly the same details as me, pretending to be me. Now, the blue tick used to mean I am the official Tommy Robinson, so people understand that that's what I'm saying is who I am. Now, there's obviously, now that we've withdrew the blue tick, but by withdrawing the blue tick, they said because they don't want to be seen to endorse me. But then all the other people that I've just named, even Harvey Weinstein, he's got a blue tick. There's multiple other people still with blue ticks.
Well, before we had ours, we know why they're taking it away. Now people can masquerade as you, say horrible things that are attributed to you. They're getting ready to steal your identity.
And the media will probably run with the stories, yeah. Tommy Robinson said on Twitter. But to be honest, Alex, I'm surprised they haven't closed my Twitter. And that is the next step. And that's not just for me. That'll be for yourselves as well, I think, Paul Joseph. I think at some point, our Twitter accounts will be closed, our Facebook pages will be closed, our ability to coordinate and cooperate and reach the masses. I think in a 4-week period, my tweets reached 193 million people, my videos on Facebook were viewed by 49 million people. This scares them. It scares them because we are reaching the masses. Instead of going on the streets like I used to do in my previous organisation, we don't need to. We're reaching straight into people's living rooms and talking to them direct, without the media bias, without the attack against us or the agenda against us. So that's how I see things going. This is just the start.
Let's get into the latest news. You've been decrying for a decade that they make children go to mosque repeatedly. They teach the Quran. They have them dressed like it. They're clearly being indoctrinated. Local governments have been bought off. They even let the Muslims sexually recruit young girls by the thousands. You first said that over a decade ago. It's all been confirmed now. Now they're going to go after the parents. They're saying that don't let the government, you keep your children home from school. You got to sign a form to let them go to the zoo or the planetarium, a consent form. But now they're saying, we don't want you to have consent. We're sending your kids to the mosque.
Yeah, and what they've now come out and said, if parents stop their children going to the mosque, they'll do virtual tours and they'll bring the imams into the schools. Now, my daughter, fortunately, wasn't very well on the day that the children at her school had to go to the mosque. This is a part of our national curriculum now, where they bring all children to the mosque. And they're being lied to. They're taken there and they're deceived. They're lied to with the...
This is a religion of peace, and having your genitals cut off is liberal, and women aren't... But of course, they don't tell you any of that. They say, yo, that's heavenly, it's loving, and the West attacked it. I've read the curriculum, and white people are evil, but the Muslims are wonderful.
That's it, and Islam is pro-women's rights, and this is the sort of things they're teaching all the children. And I explained to you before, Alex, that when I took my daughter to look at a new school, the bigger school, they had all these, when you took the children around, the children had to do a test, and the test was from religious symbols. And I watched as the only religious symbols the children knew, they obviously knew Christianity. The only other one that every one of them just went straight away was Islam. Islam and the mosque. Bum, 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 bum. And I've said to you before as well about when my daughter, I'll bring it back to just my home experiences. My daughter walked past me. I had the biography of Muhammad on the side because I was practicing and researching. And my daughter walked past. And bearing in mind, I want my children to remain children for as long as possible. I haven't spoke. I tried to avoid politics and avoid the discussions on Islam with them as long as I possibly could. And And she, I think she was 7 years old at the time. And she's walked past and she said, "Muhammad, peace be upon him." And I said, "Darling, why have you just said that?" And she said, "That's what we got taught at school. We have to say that."
And that's right. And your book is written in Arabic. She literally looked at it and knew what it was because she was so indoctrinated. You're keeping her innocent, as you should. And by the way, we just put up mainstream news articles in the U.S. where they make the kids pray. Now, I used to hear this 15 years ago in the U.S. and thought it was made up. I used to hear you say it 15 years ago, and I thought, that just can't be true. No, it's all true, and worse, it's everywhere. And they're doing it in Austin. Thousands and thousands of, quote, refugees. They're full-grown men, 20 years old, 22, in the schools with the freshmen. And they're putting full-grown men in with the kids, and then they're teaching them, quote, Islam at Anderson High School.
We had, after the Manchester bombing, in Manchester City, there was a documentary filming in the school, and the school the next day, got after the Manchester bombing, after Allah Akbar had been screened and children had been blown to pieces just 4 months ago, they got a pupil up, a Syrian pupil, up in front of the class. All the children, which were non-Muslim, got down on the floor. They all prayed whilst they all shouted out.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your true size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos.
Again, this is about survival of open, free civilization. And Islam, under its orthodox system, is like North Korea. It doesn't allow you to live your life. It takes control of you. It creates zealots. It completely enslaves women. And the left globally sees Islam and 1.5 billion people, about to be 3 billion. They have on average 6 children. They see the West dying. And they say, let us accelerate this process for you. We're going to bring in Islam. We're going to get bought off by the second wave of it. The third wave is going to conquer you. And they write all these white papers. I've read them on air. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Shane, the EU, Peter Sutherland, the head of the EU program. Whites are inherently bad. Christians are bad. The Europe's bad. And we're going to bring in Islam. And you go, why would they say that? They're white people. They're just getting the payoff. They're just amoral. And they understand racial politics. If you're going to have, 10 billion people that aren't white in the world and 600 million white people, about to be even less, whites are all dying, and then it's just like, let's all gang up now here at the end, race politics. And then it's crazy little demon toads like Peter Sutherland who actually say this. People say, well, what are you doing? Other people's shows promoting them. Aren't you about your own show? Folks, I'm about fighting the New World Order. I'm about ringing the alarm bell for you and everybody else. It's not the average Muslim that's bad. It's not the average person that has brown skin that's bad. They're being organized into race-based systems by super cold-blooded people that want global domination. But just like they tell the third world, oh, we got carbon taxes 7 years ago at the UN meeting in Copenhagen. We're going to tax the wealthy whites. When they got the actual global legislation, it basically doubled taxes on the third world. They've been exploiting these people all day. They just want to get them on board in race-based politics. So they're not going to really give them an economy. They're just going to give them racism. So Tommy Robbins is with us a little bit in the next segment, but I wanted to play this promo for his new show. And I understand he's doing it from a microphone, a TV studio. It looks great. It's wonderful. That's important to do. And as he gets more famous, it gets dangerous for him on the street. But that on the street stuff's great as well. That's why I still go out. By when Schroyer goes out, Millie Weaver goes out, Rob Dew goes out, because we show how vicious the left and how vicious Islam is and how anti-Western, anti-progress, anti-woman they are. But here it is. The new promo for Tommy Robinson that says it all. We're under attack. They said we were wrong. We've all been proven right. Now we're standing up. The fight is now. Decide if you want to just commit cultural suicide and be conquered, or decide whether you want to say no. Here it is. In the past 2 weeks on the Tommy Robinson Show.
How many refugees do you think Germany can take?
Maximum is 4 million.
You can take 4 million refugees?
Yes.
If 5 million Muslims wanted to come in as refugees tomorrow, you'd welcome them?
Yes, I would.
If you look at England, I don't see a big problem there.
Where in the Bible does it tell you to take
non- Where does it say in the, where does it say in the Bible about...
Europe's already taken 10 mil in.
Well, five refugees have committed acts of terror in Europe in the last year. How, if you welcomed 100,000, how would you tell who's a terrorist and who's not?
Yeah.
Could you imagine this in England?
Again, for radio, it's strong, but it's really powerful for video. Infowars.com. globalistnow.com/show. So again, the globalists know this is going to be another 20-year process. Okay? And I know it's going to create such societal collapse and such societal crisis that authoritarianism will have to come in to control the chaos. But there's no doubt that 10 million in Europe, millions here, just in the last couple of years, have brought in anti-family, anti-Christian, anti-woman, anti-gay, crazed people that kill each other in their own countries and know they're attacking and are covering it up. What? Till they build critical mass? I mean, they've blown up the drawbridge. They storm the castle. They want reinforcements in before they declare what's happened. I mean, why are they clamping down and even saying in Congress, Alex Jones cannot tell people that a Muslim killed folks in New York? They actually say that. They say, this is fake news. It must be banned.
Alex, you know what's amazing for me was I've recently traveled to East Germany. And I've just come back from Poland 3 or 4 days ago, yeah? The difference in Poland, when you see a country where you never thought people would be grateful for communism at a time, but because they had communism, and because it didn't change till 1990, and because of the Iron Curtain...
They recognise authoritarianism.
Yeah, they recognise it. They didn't have an influx of immigration, so they're still... Because they're the only culture and the only race in their country, they're allowed to be proud of who they are. In our country, we can't. I've just come back and I've seen the most unbelievable scenes of patriotism that I've never seen. I've never experienced anything like I experienced this weekend in Poland. I saw hundreds of thousands of Polish who were defiant, who were so energetic, in love with their identity, their history, their culture.
And that's because they've been overrun by the Muslims more than 20 times, and the Nazis, and the Communists, and the Russians, and they understand. And you're right, they never had the first-level invasions the last 50 years. Suddenly, when the next mass wave hit that was supposed to hit Germany and Europe that was already conditioned and broke, they got hit with such a massive wave of giant snakes of millions of people, they went, this is an invasion. Grandpa, Grandma, my mama got hit by this. I saw Nazi invasions, I saw Soviet invasions, and great-great-grandpa saw Muslims invasions, and that's what this is. They know.
They know. They know what it's like to fight. It's what they said to us. You haven't been challenged. You have not been challenged. The biggest uprising, civil uprising in history was in Warsaw, I believe, in 1944.
That was the Jews, yeah.
They all have relatives after relatives who have told them these stories. They understand the need to fight. They understand the battle against communism. They understand what communism done to their country. They understand what Islam will do. And I went and met a politician from there, a leading MP from the Law and Justice Party, their leading political party who are in power. And the difference in this man compared to any MP in Britain, the difference in him, how openly he spoke, how he didn't dodge questions, how he was, his main concern and his main reason was to stand up for Polish people and make sure they're safe. He welcomed me, and it was just, it was refreshing.
He wasn't a fake, he was a man.
He was a man. Poland is full of men. Real men. And it was so refreshing.
But you know, Russia has gotten out from under communism as well. They recognize Islam as an open, dominating force, as a cult. I mean, it's simple. I mean, there's not a more ravenous, out-of-control cult in the world.
When I went to East Germany and I spoke to elder people there, they said, we've seen this before. You can't talk about it. Shh. You'll lose your job. This is communism. We've had communism. We've got away from that. Now we have the same with Islam. You can't talk about Islam. You can't talk about the refugees. You lose your job. You lose your work. So, yeah, it's been to see the difference in the different countries and to know that Eastern Europe, to know that Hungary, to know that Poland, to know that Czech Republic, I think are going to become countries that we all look to for inspiration.
Exactly. All because they won't be conquered. We'll be right back. Remember, it's the mega banks, the ultra-rich, using the Muslims. They are being used. They're victims, too.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, affordable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
People ask me why I get so upset. It's because I'm not out to conquer anybody. I don't want to run anybody's life. I got too much going on in my own life. And then you study history, you learn about people being conquered, and then you study modern politics, and you realize it's really happening. And it just goes back to I'm not the toughest guy around. I never won a fight that I started. And I probably only started a couple fights, and I got my ass kicked both times because I wasn't in the right. I never lost a fight where somebody else started it. And there's this thing about people saying all these imams, and it's the norm. We're going to conquer you. We're going to get you. There's nothing you can do. We're going to take your women. And then it's like, you're going to take my women and bring them to big palaces and make them free? No, we're going to cut their vaginas off, and we're going to not let them go to school. We're going to put hoods over their heads. And we're all intermarried, and most of the birth defects are us. I tell the British royal family, stop intermarrying, you nuts. By the end of the different, you know why all the Egyptian dynasties started dying a couple of generations in? They were inbreeding. I mean, it's just not good. And you see this, and then the left's allied with it. And then they had this drag queen festival with all these men naked with little kids with only glitter on their genitals. And they go, well, it's okay because it's liberal. Well, if you saw a guy naked at the park around kids, you go to jail. There were women with hijabs. And women with hijabs last weekend, we have some on video, but there's more on their Facebook channel. They're clapping, giving money to the naked men with a unicorn horn is all they're wearing. And then there's silver glitter on his quite large, non-erect member. I mean, this guy basically looks like a gay porn star with a little kid. I mean, it's like, what world is this? And then there's women with hijabs there. And then you go to these rallies with Linda Sorcerer, whose family's in prison for being terrorists. And she's saying, feminism, cut your vagina off. They're like, yeah, cut it off. And then we've got women in Germany going, Allah Akbar. And then now in Sweden, they want to make the national flag Islamic, blue instead of red like Turkey, saying because of the Crusades picking and killing Muslims. The Crusades were after 200 plus years of Islamic invasion. The Islamics wrote books bragging about it. We lost Spain. We lost half of Poland. We lost Hungary, Romania, all of it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Vlad the Impaler was the big dictator because he stopped them finally. Do you understand this? Tommy, what is this? Like these women that we know go to these anti-racism festivals in Sweden, and they're literally gang rape festivals where they line up 20 deep and rape women. The police do nothing. And the women later say, well, I'm Swedish, so I deserve to be raped. And you're watching these women, like, begging for their lives, being raped. And the liberals are like, it's liberal! It's liberal! What? Why is the left so into this?
I've seen those interviews. I've seen those interviews with a Swedish lady when they're asking her, and she said, well, maybe it's something we done. Maybe we didn't because of their culture. It's not. It's painful. It's painful. And to be honest, you see that this left wing hysteria that's involved in this. I don't know any girls from our background or my background or any women I know that are lying to that. So I don't want to kid myself that because this is a very loud and prominent far left group. But I wouldn't say they're in any way mainstream of the people. But they are in control of the media. There are. It's like, you know, you're talking about, those videos you just showed me of that man with that young child. That picture there.
Yes.
What is that? Just this week in the news in the UK, they're trialing it out in 7 schools in London where ladyboys, which is all they can be called, is ladyboys, transgenders, whatever you call them, will be going into nurseries to children aged 2 and 3 to talk to them about gender. Age 2 and 3. Are they taking that? I'm like, if anyone's...
No, they bring scantily dressed men into the public schools in the U.S., and they tell the kids, you're not a boy, you're a girl, you're going to be a drag queen, and then a guy takes his pants off and walks around naked, and the children hug and kiss him on TV. That's what we do in Austin.
If anyone stood next to my kid like that, They'd know about it. If anyone's...
But you're hateful. You don't want to let your kids give money to guys pole dancing?
That's child abuse. That's child abuse. Kids should not see that. And not just... It's funny. It's just mad timing that you're showing me that. And just this week in the UK, they've put in plans as a trial for 7 schools in London where transgenders, ladyboys, whatever you call them, will be entering into the schools.
Oh, yeah, that's Tavistock Institute, MI6, to break up the family. The government's going to come in, confuse your child, and then give them to a new sexual mentor that will be like their new mommy or daddy, who is a obese man in a dress.
We just had a teacher suspended in Oxford in England this week. He's been suspended from work because he's got a girl, 2 girls, but that one of the girls now decides she's a boy. Okay? Now, he's been teaching them, and at the end of their class, whatever they've done, he said, you've done well, good work, girls. He's been suspended because he said girls.
That's right. Let's go back. Parents are telling their one-year-olds, you're another sex now. There was the headline, transgender teaching to elementary schools and nurseries. There was the headline, nursery students to be have their brains scrambled, as Camille Paglia says, total child abuse run by the Tavistock Institute, mind control division of MI6. You can't make that up. London Evening Standard.
No, that's it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's this week in the UK. That's this week in the...
Sir, it's Australia, it's Canada, it's Scotland, it's Germany. Sir, here, they take children in to hotels at ballrooms. Men walk out with nothing on except glitter on their genitals and then kiss the children on TV just to get everybody ready for it. That's all they're doing. It's like, look, we'll do what we want. We conquer you.
It's like, I said 30 years ago, this whole gender fluid argument would have been seen so as a never. I think they're preparing. I think paedophilia in the next...
Pedophilia's coming out, and a lot of folks are idiots and don't get it. But that's what this is. Quote, we're going to teach two-year-olds how to be transgender. We're going to teach boys and girls that you're not what your biology is. This is total sexualization. They're just doing it.
We've got celebrities, Chris Evans, turning up on the red carpet, and his son is wearing a dress. His six-year-old son is wearing a dress. And I think when a journalist asked him, why is your son in a dress? He said, it's not a dress, it's gender neutral.
They play these mind games. This is meant to destabilize civilization so they can commit all their crimes. But Harvey Weinstein and their whole program is going to fail, my brother.
It would fail.
But isn't it funny how Islam says you can have sex with boys, but men can't have sex with men? So boys are for pleasure, women are for sex, according to Islam. Is that why it meshes so well, is the pro-pedophile thing?
There you go. Chris Evans wears somewhere's dress. Like, this is... You are playing with children's minds. You are confusing kids. Yeah, and that's what they're doing. And it's like, these discussions should never even be had with children. You are disturbing children. And you know what?
Armies of perverts have taken control of the schools, and they use our open society to do it. They know just what they're doing. They're pervs.
Do you know, I spoke to someone the other day who works at a real high-end private school, a really top private school. And she said, do you know the numbers in the private school? So obviously in our working class schools, this would still be rare. No kids coming in a dress. I wouldn't have said so. Yeah? When you get to the posh, high-end society, their children are turning up. Like she said, what they wear, they don't have to wear a uniform at this real high-end school. What they all come dressed in, so that half the boys are in dresses. Half the boys are dressed in all silk. It's like, what are you creating? What are you doing?
They're teaching men not to be assertive. And they're teaching women to be basket cases. It's how you bring civilization down. It's all declassified. Tommy Robinson, I want to get you back very, very soon from the front lines there. Congratulations on your best-selling books and all the work you're doing and what the rebels doing. Hold strong. Hold fast. We're going to ring the alarm bell. It's always dark before the dawn. And I believe humanity is awakening. And I know you do as well. So we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Alex. Cheers, man.
We'll be back with breaking news.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, John Rappaport's going to host the fourth hour, then the War Room. Owen Sawyer for 3 hours coming up. Then back tomorrow morning, David Knight kicks it off, 8 a.m. Central, with The Real News with David Knight. Look, there's so much news I haven't gotten to, literally hundreds of important stories that are in NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Look at this one. Pope claims global warming deniers embrace perverse attitudes. He also said conservatives are like poop eaters. Who even thinks of that? So holy that you talk about your reportedly his favorite snack is from his own species, baboon poop. That's called satire. He's not as cool as a baboon, but he does eat baboon poop. Okay, I'm just joking. The point is, he does say that we love to eat poop, so I'm just going to talk about he loves to eat poop. That's turnabout's fair play, right? Pope claims global warming deniers embrace perverse attitudes. Yes, if you deny that there's global warming. Hey, they already moved on to say climate change. And we believe climate change is happening. Just that paying carbon taxes to you, indulgences to you, won't save us, you false pope. Continuing, Trump derangement syndrome, media goes insane after President of the United States drinks from a water bottle. And for me, he wants a little drink. He doesn't want to spill it on himself. Trump is all about precision. He puts it up, closes his lips, slurps a quick drink. That's exactly how anybody would do it. Didn't want to spill it. Just a little quick boom. Screws the top on. Does it very judiciously. Imagine how much he works without a teleprompter. How much he hits it out of the park. And then Trevor Noah and all these little losers that don't even write their own stuff for their teleprompters go, oh, Trump looks so weird when he drinks out of a bottle. Let me show you some of the quotes here. They're up on InfoWars.com. And they just, everything he does, how he shakes hands or what he does. And it's just, oh, it's so weird. It's so weird. And then, like, I'm like, man, is he like a pit card guy, you know, the people, the stock car racing and the crew, the pit crew, like how well he just boom, screws the top off, takes a quick drink and screws it on so well. I mean, half the time I dribble water on myself. But we've got, little comments here by these actors. He's talking about bringing back jobs to America. He's drinking a bottle of water, Fiji. It's Fiji water. I drink a lot of water often. I don't drink it often, but when I do, it looks weird, mock Trevor Noah. Hey, I'm sorry the economy's back. I'm sorry that there's big tax cut just got passed in the House. I'm sure your Senate friends will try to kill it. But we're building our own ecosystem. We're building our own media. I see it as my job and the listeners' job if they join me in the quest. They have. That's what's so magic about it. Thank you for being on the same page. You're the power. That's not patronization. I think about you and I get chills up my spine. You're amazing. That's why they attack you. That's why they say you're scum. That's why they say you're dumb. Even though we have the Google demographics, that our listeners are amongst the most informed and upper middle class, wealthy, but down to blue collar, you name it, but the widest spectrum of racial and regional and cultural backgrounds. We have just an incredibly diverse audience. But statistically, we do have the wealthiest audience in talk radio. We also have the richest IP addresses tuning in. We ought to do a show on that and show people. But the elite's like, oh, yeah, you don't even have the elite listening when they're all tuned in constantly and obsessed. The good elite, the bad elite, the elite financially, the elite predators, the elite alpha maggots, the elite patriots, the elite in sports, the elite in business. I mean, they listen because, you know, we told you Al Franken was going to get in trouble 12 hours before everybody else did. Tomorrow's news today. Get next week's news today. Get next year's news today. I mean, get 20 years from now today. We've proven it. Everybody knows it. And it's why they've got big, giant attacks behind the scenes against us to shut us down. And it's why I'm asking all of you to pray for us, number one, because I know that's the determinative issue. I've seen the providence. And I know God's so real that I'm like a worm, a groveling, dirty, little slimy, buck-toothed worm. But I love God, and I'm not out to get you. But in the presence of God, it's like, and I am the presence of God. I mean, there's no, let me tell you, I got a relationship with God. I'm dialed in 24/7. Most people have a religious experience 5 seconds, and they can't even handle it. I'm jacked into the high voltage, okay? I'm jacked in. And it's something else. But when you're jacked into God, you realize how bad you are. And it's not like some beat myself in the head. I'm just saying the humbleness of it. And I just wish all these people that think they're part of the power structure could really have a moment with God, a moment of opening their heart, not being so arrogant, and just say, God, just show me, just give me the discernment. Just show me a little bit. And you're going to be like, whoa, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Then sell out to the New World Order for the big mansion with a bunch of empty vampires around me, a big prison? When all I want to do is somehow, I mean, I even feel guilty wanting to be close to God because I can feel God's presence. And I love God, and then and you get just a tiny bit of the reflection of God on you, and just a little bit of God's intellect, and it's like, I can't even believe this. I cannot even believe people would join Satan. I cannot even imagine how embarrassed I am in the presence of God. It's incredible. And just to realize the wicked does several things, but they're completely wicked and don't care. They know we care and have a conscience, so they attack us with darts how we're evil and how we did bad to freak us out. And then we haven't done something and they hit us with a big lie, like all these men they accuse of raping women that isn't true. They go commit suicide. Don't do that. Stand up and say it's wrong. Stand up and fight back. But see, you have to engage evil. You have to do it, or there's no hope. And all these people that are cut off from God by their own actions, cut off from just the people say, Jones is new agey when he says, tune into the universe, tune into God. God made the universe. God is the universe and more and beyond that. But the point is, I'm just saying transcend the globalists and their red carpets and crap and look at the night sky, look at the moon, look at the creation, look at the wind, the smell of the flowers, all of it. It's like that's God manifesting through art. And just realize that you know God's there and you know the enemy is fallen and you don't have to be afraid anymore. The only thing you've got to be afraid of is not being with God. And if you turn yourself over to God, you're not going to be at some church posing how high and mighty you are for everybody. You're going to be trying to engage evil. You're going to ever be seeking it out to destroy it, ever moving against it, ever obsessed with exposing it, and ever frustrated that you can't do better because there's such a great example, God right there, that you feel like you're not doing a good enough job because you want to not impress God. You want to get to where God is. You want to get closer to God, but then you see how bad you are, and then you see the really evil people, and it's like, is that a joke? You want to kidnap kids and torture them to death? What? And you're like, you don't even blame God if he blows the whole planet up. You're just like, but I hope we can fix it because I got children. But then I just go, whatever you got to do. You come to that point where you're just like, I'm conscious. I was given all this. I'm not asking God for anything. I cannot even ask God for things. I try to pray and ask for things. When I start praying, I get even closer to God. I'm like, whoa, I can't even ask you. And God says, stop worrying about what the enemy says. Stop being worldly. Attack. Expose them. Defend the children. Attack. 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 But I have prayed for decades that God would, like, cleanse me of my evil and just empower me to take on the enemy. And the crazy part is it's happening. That's what's so amazing is that this is real. This isn't some simulation. This isn't some game. This is real. God is all-powerful. God is real. And the sadists and the Satanists tell you, well, then he's a sadist because he did all this bad. God didn't do anything but give us free will. That's respect God gave us. God gave Lucifer free will as a test, and Lucifer turned against him just like that and played games with the other entities to manipulate them until they said, we'll create our own dimension. And you know what? Your dimension sucks. So you go be part of your dimension. I want this dimension. And quite frankly, I just want to get lined up to take as many people as I can to that dimension. You going to take people where you're going? I want out of this one away from you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.